Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Positively spring around here, almost Preakness time in the Orioles' home all week. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Torch State Fair on Friday in Catonsville, back in the 21228, where it's great. I'll be giving away these instant lottery scratch-offs. There are always lots and lots of people at State Fair. We'll be giving lots and lots of these away. Thanks to Roz and John and Doug and everybody over there. I'll have a bunch of them. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing for 5 years if you act here in May. Let's see here. Preakness, Orioles, Lamar's good, Capitals aren't in the playoffs. Leonard Raskin, what's on your mind, man? It's not even Ohio State football season here. I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to give Dennis, everybody this week, because y'all give me shirts, right? I have a blue Raskin Global shirt, and I have another blue, and I have a white, and when are the orange ones coming in? Are we going to print some orange ones up sometime soon here?
We have no orange. We have no orange. It's a great question. We have no black. We had black once, but they didn't look good. But we have no orange. We'll have to create an orange Raskin Global shirt with a black logo. We'll have to go that route or something to get our Orioles colors.
Well, before I went to Hawaii, my wife's like, you should go get a new wardrobe, a couple new bathing trunks and some stuff to wear out on the beach, some SPF shirts and whatever.
There you go.
So I went out to the local, you know, discounteries, the TJ Marshalls and all,
right.
You know, all that
right.
Stuff. Right. And, you know, 10 bucks for this, 12 bucks for that. And you pick things up. And now every time we go into one of these stores, she's like, that's Oriole orange. You know,
yeah.
So it's sort of like you have to pull the orange out of the closet here again. Are you in the soap opera yet? I mean, I'm only asking because
I don't
feel like a lot of people are. I mean,
no, I like it. I like watching. My wife will tell you I'm addicted to sports and I like watching. And did grab a couple games against the Braves watching. And boy, that was a heck of a series to watch. There was some good baseball going on. And I think that's the biggest thing. They didn't win the series, but man, that was some good baseball going on. Some good pitching matchups, some good offense, some bad offense, some bad defense, some good defense. But it was just a good baseball series. And I'm coming around to the whole pitch clock thing. I still don't like the 10th inning man on second thing. I think we should
talk about that.
I think we should go 18 innings. If we need to go 18 innings, let's do it. But start a man
issue
on
with
second.
Yours. When they're as bad as they've been the last 6 years, right?
Yep.
And this, I said this when Buck, I've been doing this 31 years, Leonard.
Yep.
Like talking to sane, rational people like you who own a business like Raskin Globe and manage money for people. Like I took phone calls from people all day. And the baseball mentality, and you know this, you're a part of this, your mother, father, you know, the whole city was this way in the 90s. We would just say, why did he leave that relief pitcher? Like all of these esoteric things. Why is the 24th guy Jack Voigt, and why haven't they brought up the Stoughton and who's in the bullpen and who's coming north with the team? Like all of these baseball idioms that left us are now sort of back again. And then you fly back in and you're like, oh, well, they had a shift and they don't anymore. And what's up with this pitch clock? But the runner on second base in the 10th inning, Leonard, when you're going to lose 108 games, it's not a conversation you and I have.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like we didn't talk about it on the golf course last year.
Didn't matter.
Washington PDA.
Doesn't matter.
So on a Sunday afternoon, where my wife and I get out of bed ready to watch baseball, and I just forgot that they started the game at 11:30.
11 right? o'clock. That's craziness.
Right? So so here's how weird it is. Sunday morning we get up. We're not downtown anymore. We're out in the suburbs.
Right.
We're not at the farmer's market like we were for, you know, 15 years. And in my mind, they're going to play baseball at 1 o'clock, right? Because that's kind of the way it is. And around 12:30.
Little brunch.
I was working all morning, doing stuff. Like, it's been very busy around here. Thank God for all of you sponsors and my friends and the crab. I'm just super duper busy. And I'm like, about 12:30, I'm like, let's put the game on. And I rolled in, and about 10 minutes to 1, I went looking for it, and it's the 5th inning. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Right.
Fine, good, put it on. Game's great. Jen wants no part of it because it's 1 o'clock on a nice Sunday. And then finally I'm like, Jen, it's 1 o'clock. It's already the 7th inning. It's a 1-1 game. This is the best part. It's like coming in an NBA game with 5 minutes left.
That's exactly right.
So she comes in and plops down, and then the 10th inning happens. And she and I had a very, very first time in our since she's had cancer, quite frankly, that we've sat around like talking baseball because she grew up Red Sox, everybody
sure.
was like all of that pesky poll. So we got here to talk. She's like, this is dumb.
It's really dumb.
So give me your, I haven't heard most people's thoughts on this, but having witnessed it on Sunday, and it could have gone either way, could have won a cheap game, but it's just not good to watch.
No, the game is, it's like making the game 7 innings when they did that stupid doubleheader, 7-inning doubleheader nonsense.
God, I forgot they did that.
Seven-inning doubleheader, stupid. Ninth inning, tie game, let's go to the 10th. We play with the same rules we played for the first nine. No, we're going to, I mean, I don't know. You're going to start on the 50. We're going to give the team the ball, start on the 50 in overtime. Stupid. No, play the game.
Whoa. You and 100,000 of your brethren out there in Columbus will all get together in a horseshoe, and they play flag football in overtime.
Stupid.
They do.
Start on the 25 and see if you can score, and then the other team, and then two-point conversions. Dumb.
If sports is so great, why are we trying to cheapen it at the end?
Well, we're trying to make it fast so people can leave. Here's the thing I don't understand.
Jen's like, oh, this is great. Game's over at 2 o'clock. I get the rest of my day.
Right.
It's
I'm
like
all for that. I'm all for that, but I don't
understand
this whole philosophy. It would be. So here's the thing. We go to the Kentucky Derby. We're out in Louisville. We're having a ball. We're drinking mint juleps. We're watching the horses. And I guess the Derby's what? The 12th race of the day. Something like that. The 12th
well,
race.
They moved it to 7 o'clock now.
Right. Well, 6:45.
Jen and I were out on Saturday
night,
and we were at M3, and about 5 o'clock, I'm like, when's a race? You know, I'm out on the hill watching Winger.
But
and
we're leaving.
And I'm watching Lita Ford.
But see, we're leaving at 6 because we want to beat the traffic.
I don't get
Who
it.
Who are these people? If you bought a ticket, I don't understand. You bought a ticket. You went to the game. Your intention was to watch the game. Now it's
How many old rich miserable people do you know that had Raven tickets over the last 20 years that would even consider leaving 4 minutes left because everybody hates the traffic, right?
Right.
Like everybody
I
hates
love it.
Post-game
I love
traffic.
It. I get out of there like nobody's business.
But what I'm saying is these people that come into the city for football, 15, not now, because
and then
most
they leave.
Of the people are gone. The
and then
people
they leave.
That were always, I got to beat traffic, they were the first ones to get rid of their PSLs 10 years
right.
ago, right?
Stupid.
Like literally.
Stupid. What are you buying a ticket for the Ravens? My old business partner, I'll never forget it.
See, I knew you were going to throw somebody old and rich under the bus. Here we go.
Seattle. I think it was the Seattle game. Remember the Seattle game?
Oh, yeah.
He left beginning middle of the third quarter. I'm like, dude, where are you going? We're sitting together. Where are you going? This sucks. I'm out of here. He left.
That's
Rick,
one thing.
Come back. Win an amazing game. I beat the crap out of him the next day.
That's one thing that I – from a fan standpoint, and I'm meandering here, and it's fine. Leonard Raskin's here. We meander. It's what we do at Baltimore Post. Having negative people around me at games.
Terrible.
I have a friend of mine, a lifer friend of mine, who I don't communicate as much with him as I have in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to out him, but one of the most negative human beings to sit and watch a sporting event with. And for anybody to think that I'm watching a Raven game saying I'm waiting for Lamar to F up, I'm not. I'm waiting for him to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm just not convinced he's going to. When he does, I'll tip my cap.
That's
and
right.
Fine, and he gave him $185 million.
Well,
this week I've been a racist on the internet because I'm not, ho, 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 we got Lamar, we're winning the Super Bowl. I never thought that the day they drafted him, and certainly after two Decembers where he hasn't played, I'm not negative. I'm not sitting in the game saying he's going to throw a pick on third down.
Right.
I'm waiting to see him find Odell and
Hollywood Brown after he came out of the bathroom with a perfect
failure or
with
rooting
a perfect
for failure.
Throw.
I can't imagine getting up and leaving. Now, I will say this. I left Sticks the other night during Come Sail Away, and my wife pulled into the parking lot, and we listened to Mr. Roboto and Renegade because I hate traffic. I hate traffic.
No, I can't do
but
it.
But at a sporting event, when you're
can't do it.
500 large into a ball game,
yeah, I
how
can't
do you
do
leave?
It. I'm not leaving, but 10th inning, I want to see baseball. I want to see them pitch, hit, score. If you can't score, then we go 16 innings. They're trying to say people don't want to stick around. The game's too long. Well, you know, if it's extra innings, you got to reopen the beer pub. You got to start. They stopped serving, what, seventh inning, I guess? So you got to reopen some of the concession stands. Sorry, it's extra innings. We go 16. That's the way it goes. You rag out your pitchers. Put a starter in. That's the way it goes. This and even the fact that we could have won that game with a cheap walk, a cheap win, and then blew it.
Well, here's
I
the
don't
fascinating
care.
thing.
I don't care.
It turns into like a little bit of a game of rundown, especially with when you add the pitch clock and you add
Yep.
that you can't pick guys off, right? You can't throw, right? The
Twice.
guy's not on first base. He's already on second base.
Twice.
So the weird part from a strategic standpoint, and again, I don't want to say I haven't paid attention to it. Nobody's been paying attention. Nobody's gone to the games the first month, and they're really good.
No,
They're
no.
really good. They're legitimately good. They're worth
Yep.
watching. They're
Yep.
so worth watching that I'm watching them every night, right? They're so worth watching that if you called me Wednesday and said, I got two free tickets, Ness, do you want to go? I'd say, come by, grab me, we'll go, or I'll come by, grab you, we'll go. Like,
Yeah,
I will.
now we get a real feel for how good they are this next couple
I'll be at a
weeks.
game this week. I mean,
Yep.
I'm going to go down at some point and go. So here's the deal. The day anybody has a free ticket, let me know, because I don't like giving Angelos money. So if anybody's stuck with something, hit me, ness@baltimorepositive.com. The ninth inning comes. Jen's sitting here. We're watching the game, right? They go to the wacky rules in the 10th. And I was thinking about this because this Yennier Cano guy, unbelievable, right? Like, this
Unreal.
is one of the great stories in the history of
Unreal.
Baltimore Orioles baseball,
Yep.
where like Jim Traber would come up, or Alan Ramirez. I threw these names out of T-Bone Shelby. Bill
Yep.
Ripken was a sensation when he came up. He hit 450 for the first month or something, like better than his brother when he debuted.
Right.
So you know, some guys take to it. This guy's 28, 29 years old, bouncing around the Twins. Nobody wants him. They bring him up. I mean, like, and he's been like
Lights out.
unhittable.
Two
So
hits in the whole season so far.
he's unhittable in the eighth. He comes out and pitches a tight ninth, and
Yep.
I didn't even give a thought to man on second base. And I'm like, I said to my wife, well, they're saving the closer for the 10th inning now. Like, and I said to my wife, this guy Yennier, I'd have never met a Yennier. He's probably never met a Nestor before Cortes came along, right? So I'm watching him, and then they bring Batista in the 10th to be the closer and say, good luck, Skippy. There's a guy on second base. And oh, by the way, but when he came in, they had a lead, but they
Yeah,
wouldn't have had a lead.
right.
But either way, Vas Gerson kept saying, and we go to the 10th, we go to the 11th. It's a chance for a walk-off. And I'm thinking, it's a chance for a walk-off. What? You start with a guy on second base, a
Right.
wild pitch, and you walk off.
That's how they
Like,
tied. That's how they tied it.
yeah, it was just, and watching it was
Ugly.
not natural,
Ugly.
Leonard. Like,
No.
as a
No man
fan,
on second. I don't like it. Get rid of it. I like the pitch clock. I'm not too terrible with you can only throw over twice. I'm not a bad against that. That's okay. Get the game going.
it
Two and
all
a half
feels
hour
bad news
games.
bears to me. It feels
Ah,
lazy.
the man on the 10 in the 10th just doesn't cut it for me. What I did like, I will say this, what I did like is a national broadcast with a Baltimore broadcaster on the set.
Okay.
It gave some good balance to the love of the Braves. They're
Ben is
loving the Braves.
outstanding. I
Ben
mean,
is really
Ben
good.
is
He's really good.
outstanding.
Absolutely. And he was yakking his LSU baseball boys, so good for him.
Well, and the Andrew Jones thing and
Yeah.
Viscursion. Listen,
Yeah. Well,
the
it was good.
Peacock
It was
thing, I
good.
didn't like the video. I didn't like the angles. It really makes me think Masson does a better job from a visual standpoint, sitting watching
Oh,
the
they do
game,
a
just
great job.
watching it.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. We're talking baseball, Leonard, and
Hey.
Lamar Jackson signed. There's been a press conference.
Had rookie mini camp. How about Lamar saying he wants to throw for 6,000 yards? Did you see that? 6,000 yards. Who's ever thrown for 6,000 yards?
How many times will he have to throw the football?
Lot. Or he's just gonna have to bombs away and hope they catch everything. I
Look,
mean,
man,
how many games do we have? Let's do some math. How many games do we have here? We
I
have what, four, 16, 17? What's the season now?
17's now the number.
17 games. All right, I got to pull up a calculator here. We got to do some math because I didn't do this math yet. Let's see here. If we got 6,000 yards, 17 games, that's
That's 360 a game.
350. Yeah, 353 a game. 353 a game.
That's quick math for me, because
Yeah, good.
Mitch
That's
Johnson
good.
taught me times tables in sixth grade, and I can
There
do
you
math
go.
now.
350 a game. Is he throwing for 350 a game ever? I mean,
Well, I
that's
mean,
insanity.
The idea and the possibilities and the beliefs on the internet. Leonard, this week I've been called a Raven hater, a DaCosta hater, a Bishotti hater, a Lamar hater, a racist. I've had the whole kaleidoscope this week just because I am questioning whether Lamar Jackson was a good investment for this football team over the next 3 years. He was their only chance.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say this was born out of desperation. You're a negotiator. You manage money for people. You try to keep the tax man as best way as you can. You try to negotiate.
Yeah, Lamar's going to be meeting with him.
What's that?
Lamar's going to be meeting with the tax man.
Well,
that's for
no
sure.
Doubt about that. So in the case of where they are right now, Luke and I are literally got 40 minutes into a Ravens debate on Monday morning. And I said, well, what happens if Matt Ibike, like they want Matt Ibike, they want Owa, to turn yep. or OA to turn yep. into a sack machine.
Absolutely.
They're not, they're going to Dallas Thomas or Bart Scott or, you know, whatever, because they don't have Brandon Williams money anymore for Justin Matabike if he blooms because of Lamar. And I'm not being a jerk.
No,
that's
I don't
the
know.
Reality. I've been on the radio here every time we've won, written books on this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why Lock and Four and I are the most unpopular guys in town, because we're telling you the truth. We're not blowing purple smoke your way. Lamar has to be the best quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
The best. Not,
absolutely.
He has to be the best against Mahomes,
yep.
Allen, Herbert,
yep. Yep.
Rodgers, whoever is in his
Burrows.
Name in January.
Burrows in September.
Well, here we go. And we're going to get a schedule this week. We're going to find out if they're going to play in Europe. And like, and Aaron Rodgers and Lamar are going to be on Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. And that's why they're having a scheduling issue. They had two
Absolutely.
Players land in New York and Baltimore.
Got to figure
this
out.
These franchises would have had no hope, right? And that speaks to why they gave him $185 million. They don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl. They hope. They know he wasn't on the bus in Cincinnati. They know he was a difficult guy to deal with once the money wasn't right. Now they've given him everything he wants. And
yeah,
now we're going to talk
and
about
then
whether they
some.
Can win or not.
And then some. I mean, from what they say, they, whoever they are that saw the contract, no trade clause, no cap clause, $73 million signing bonus in there. I mean, it's rich. He had a hell of an agent. I'll tell you that. He had a
well,
hell of an
agent.
Let's
talk about that, because everybody was critical of that. Go ahead.
He had a hell of an agent. I mean, everybody that said he was too stupid to get a deal done and he couldn't negotiate with teams and he wasn't going to get what he wanted. And I got news for you. Looks like he got what he wanted.
You know what he knew? The Ravens weren't going to play without him.
That's right.
And the Ravens weren't going to serve Tyler Haneke up to the PSL club owner, club
That's right.
holder like you.
That's right. And he knew that Steve Bisciotti was climbing up the billionaire list. Ain't going to be able to raise ticket prices with anybody but Lamar. And I can see my mail in March, I guess it is, February, March, from the team seating director. What's his name? Koppelman?
Baker. Baker Koppelman. Baker's a good man.
No, I'm just saying he's a good man, but he sends out the letter that says, this year we haven't raised prices for 2 years, but we just signed Lamar and you're going to pay for it.
In a den of snakes, like literally, Baker Koppelman's a good man.
Right. So I'm not saying he's a bad man. Or
no,
good,
no, no. I'm
just saying he's the one.
I'm just saying, like,
write
I've known Baker 30
says,
years. He has to send the letter out.
Your ticket
whether
price
Lamar's
is going
on
up.
On the team or off the team. Whether Lamar's in Cincinnati at the playoff game or not.
Right,
whether
but now,
John's honest
but now
or lying.
He's gonna like, say, but now he's going to say, look what we did. We paid the man. We got him receivers. We sacked people. We went to the playoffs. Maybe we won a Super Bowl, but whatever it is, ticket prices next year, people, you can count on, as we have inflation today, that inflation is going to hit your ticket price next year in a big way. I don't care that the city gave Bisciotti $600 million. You're going to give him $600 million more because he is climbing the billionaire list and you are on his target list to pay that bill.
Well, Leonard, I'll say this from a fan's perspective and people, and apparently I've been a star this week on YouTube, and because I am the one local guy to say, all right, You manage money, Leonard, and I know you're not a gambling guy, and our friends up at
Right.
Hollywood Casino in Perryville and Barstool
Different.
Sports
Different.
Restaurant. So here we're here now, okay?
Yep.
And
Yep.
you're all in on your PSLs, and you're gonna send down the 10 grand and like, okay, great. That's good.
Right.
Now, would you bet the same 10 grand that they really are gonna go to a Super Bowl and win one with Lamar over the next 3 years? Because this is really a three-year deal. The fourth year is we didn't win. You're no good. We're going to take one hell of a cap hit.
Right.
And we're going to eat our lunch. And you got hurt in year two and weren't any good in year – whatever. But, hey, maybe we won the Super Bowl in year one. I don't know, right?
Right,
So that's
right.
– this is the – this is a totally different conversation than Joe Flacco, where there were five playoff years, Lee Evans, Billy Cundiff,
Yep,
a
yep.
parade, all of that happened. This is a – this is just different, right? So, in this case, you can now, in the state of Maryland right now,
Yes,
where you'll be able to
yes.
legally buy cannabis in about 8 weeks, right?
Any day.
So, you'll be able to go and you can bet on this, bet against this, bet your money if you really believe that the Ravens are all – like,
They
you
bet
can
their
win a
money.
house right now
They bet
if
their
you think
money.
Lamar Jackson is winning the Super Bowl in Las Vegas 40 weeks from now or 35 weeks, whatever it is. You can bet $100 to win a
What's
couple
the
grand,
odds?
right?
What's the odds on that right now?
I don't know, but it's changing daily, and you can go up
Right,
to
of
Hollywood
course.
Sports and go to the app right now. So, or Hollywood Casino, I should say.
Right.
So, for me, you got purple underwear. Do you, are is what they did last week? It makes them more competitive. It makes them.
Right.
They show face. They're going to be good. They're going to be good with Lamar. I'm not
Right.
saying they're not going to be
Absolutely.
good.
Right.
Okay. Are they going to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I think 3 years is the window, as you said. I think we're going to have one within three. Now, could you bet on, could you place a bet on the 1 in 3 year? Like, we're going to win one within 3 years.
I don't know, exotic. I'm not,
I don't
you
know
know.
How that works.
This is where when in season, I'm going to get the guys on from Barstool Sports up at Hollywood
Right.
Casino in Perryville.
Right.
And every week we're going to – and these are going to be the dumb – I'm just an idiot. Could I bet on this? Could I – you
Right.
know? Like,
Right.
what can I – because to me, the fact that you can bet on who the number one pick is in the draft when it's a fixed thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
you know, like when men control it and there can be
Yes.
insider – I
Yes,
saw
and they
Wall
know.
Street, right?
And they know the deal.
They
They
like
already chose.
if you are the agent for the player and you know Odell
Right.
Beckham signing in Baltimore and you can bet on that?
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
kind of kooky,
that's what
huh?
makes all of this like it really makes me
Well, look,
scratch my head.
I'm with you. Back to baseball, man. Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame, and yet during the game, the announcers are posting the odds of the over under, the chance of a team winning, what's the money line on the win at the fifth inning, and like, what the heck is that? Yeah, people are logging in to an app during the game to bet on stuff. What are the odds that the fifth inning ends? We got these three players coming up in the sixth. Here's the odds. One of them's going to hit a home run. What the heck is that?
Okay,
It's crazy
so
talk.
here's where we are. The next Super Bowl is in Vegas this year.
Yep, yep.
The one after that is in New Orleans. We've had some
Horrible
experience
place.
There. Okay.
Horrible place.
Right,
great
okay.
city, terrible stadium. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's a situation.
Yeah, right.
And that was they were originally scheduled to do it in 24, but it got moved to 25. The rumor on 26, and I don't know that this is confirmed, San Francisco. So,
okay.
And I was at that last one out there, the Santa Clara. So,
yeah.
So you're saying there's going to be Vegas? I'm just getting my mind around this. Vegas, New Orleans, or Santa Clara?
We'll have the Ravens in it.
Way where a 14-3, 13-4, 12-5 version of the Ravens
with
are
Lamar
going to
through the playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Have a bye, beat Joe Burrow here, beat Patrick Mahomes here, then go to the Super Bowl and beat, maybe beat Trevor Lawrence here, right?
Right, like, right. Who knows?
Right?
Yes.
So,
I bet on that if I had 3 years to win.
If you get a three-year window, what kind of odds would you need to have?
I don't know.
They'd
be big, have to be big. They're pretty big odds. I'm not betting
say,
the Ravens
right?
money. Ravens are betting even money. They
well,
paid them.
Listen, this isn't me being a jerk to say that
no.
Lamar might not win a Super Bowl here the next three or four
I get
years.
It.
That
I get
this
it.
is the best pathway for the Ravens, but I'm not convinced in this field.
Not even money. Not even money, no. I don't think any of them are even money. The game's too unpredictable. It's
Well, the
too
other part is this is
unpredictable.
really hard to do.
No
Really
question.
hard to
Look,
do.
hey, any championship, look at the Bruins. They're sitting home or maybe playing golf or maybe crying in their coffee. They had the best record in the history of
When's the last
hockey.
time the Yankees have had a parade, you know?
Been a long time. It's been a
Yeah,
long
right?
time, and they spend a ton load of
How
money.
about those how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, right. Have they won?
Been
I
three
don't know.
decades.
Right. I get it. It is hard. Look, championships in any sport are hard, and and so the Ravens have bet even money on it because they paid him.
Look at that Aaron Rodgers, right? He's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's gonna take the Jets to the pro.
Be the Jets.
You know how many Super Bowls he's won? Same as
One.
Joe Flacco.
One. That's it.
Same as Ben Roethlisberger, who did a lot of damage and ran around and
Yep.
did all of
Yep.
that stuff, and right?
It is. It, like you said, man, it's a hard trophy to get your hands on,
Well,
and
let her.
which goes to why Tom Brady is so remarkable out there. I mean, what's he have? 10 of them.
All that avocado is, I think it was.
Belichick has 10, doesn't he?
Yeah, but
10
he didn't have. He didn't.
assistant and head coach. And
Well, it talks about having horses in the courses too, right? During the
yeah,
season here, to say you had the best players. I mean, I think the Ravens have kind of sort of a loaded roster. I mean, I think the Ravens are
they
going to
gotta
be really
win.
good this
They
year. I
gotta
really do.
win. Gotta win. We'll find
Ben
out.
Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. I'm wearing the shirt. He's wearing the shirt. Tell me about what you do and the American dream, and we can talk about a little bit of money, and then I guess it's hockey playoff season where you are, right?
Hockey playoffs and Preakness. Yeah, hockey playoffs and Preakness. We're getting ready for some playoffs. Playoffs? Playoffs. Yeah,
Really weird teams in the hockey playoffs. Seattle
it's
Kraken is weird.
Seattle Kraken and Dallas. It's and Florida. Florida, who beat Boston, now beating Toronto. Gonna send home another.
Toronto winning the cup. I said to my wife there,
It's
I
never
would
gonna happen.
fly up to June in
Never gonna
June
happen.
just to be on the streets of Toronto if they were
Never
still
gonna
there.
happen. Never gonna happen. They got out of the first round. That's good for them. But getting out of the second and going beyond, Florida's gonna take them out. They're up 3-0. Anyway, we do everything money. We make sure that you're doing the right thing with your money, that you're saving it, that you're protecting it, that you're growing it properly to have the things you want. So that what we're talking about, you can go to a Super Bowl, you can head down to the Oriole game and not worry about how much you're spending on tickets and hot dogs and beer, and you can enjoy your life and transfer your wealth when you're gone to your family. This past weekend, had to go to a memorial service for a client,
Ooh.
and everybody's sitting around talking about what a great guy he was and how funny he was, and he was a great guy, really great guy. Died way too young, 60, much too young, 60 years old. And now I'm working with the family to make sure that the money he left when he died gets used to their benefit for what he wanted. And he always talked about his kids, and he always talked about their education and his grandkids. And at the memorial service, found out that his granddaughter's going off to Louisville for her degree, and daughter
She'll
is
see the
now
Lamar
teaching.
statue there, by the
There you
way,
go. There
and
you
the
go.
Johnny U statue.
Right next to each
I
other.
hope there's a Wes Unseld statue there. I think there might
I
be.
don't know.
I
I don't
hope
know.
there is.
But we help them handle the legacy, the financial legacy. And we teach them how to handle that so that they can carry on his wishes. And that's what it's about. So it's while you're here to do all the things you want and to make sure that that money goes for generations to come. You know, an interesting statistic, kind of amazing. The average inheritance is gone in 1.8 years. 1.8 years, the beneficiaries have spent the money. Spent it. Gone. Finished. Done. And people think, well, that's just the average guy. No, the super wealthy, the ultra high net worth, super wealthy.
Even if
The
I give you 10 million,
the
you'll
average
find a place to put it.
inheritance,
You'll
the average
find something to do with it. Right.
inheritance is gone 8 years. 8 years, it's
That's why
gone.
guys like you set up trust for, you know.
That's exactly right. So people don't do stupid things and you figure out how to keep it. The other thing is we help people meet with their kids while they're alive to talk about that wealth so that when the unsuspecting comes into the didn't work for, they don't blow it on the who knows what. And that's what happens. Unknowing children, adult children, most of the time still receive money, don't know anything about money, don't know how to handle money, do stupid things with the money. It's just like the we're talking pro athletes earlier. most of the time. I don't know what Lamar's going to do with this money. I hope he's smart. But believe it or not, guys could go through a couple hundred million during a career and end up broke. It happens too often. Guys make a lot of money and have nothing, nothing at the end to show for it. It's dreadful. So let's hope that he has good financial counsel along with his great agent. And
well, you know what? Next time we get together next week, I was going to ask you about this, and we, you know, we've been talking about everything. Let's talk about Lamar's money next week. Next week, we'll talk about if a guy calls you and says, "I just signed a $185 million guaranteed contract. What should I do?" And the first thing you'd say is, "Give us a little of that to the government, and before we even get started, let's figure out some ways to shelter you from the rain."
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Leonard Raskin will do that. Would do that for Lamar or Steve Bisciotti or me or anybody else.
Absolutely.
Do that for me. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com and, of course, out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com. A little hockey next week. We'll get some Lamar. And, hey, at some point, you and I are going to wind up in an Oriole game. You know,
There we go. Got to do it.
Have some orange in your closet.
Got to do it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Leonard Raskin, a good man, and can help you live your American dream. Find him out at RaskinGlobal.com. Find me at Baltimore Positive all week long. I'll be telling you about State Fair. We'll be there this Friday. We're going to be up in Harford County at the local on the 23rd. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore Positive.